SAFM.
22 minutes past 10. This is SAFM Talking Point with me, Bongi Kwaloi. Together till noon today, our connection points, SMS is 40938. And your voice note, please, on 0614 104 107. You can call us on 0891 104 207. We're discussing retrenchments in South Africa, and we could see many more of those in the coming future because of many contributing factors. And we are in conversation with Fiona Leppen, who is a director of employment practice at Cliff Decker of Mayor. We're talking about this particular issue. So, Fiona, the first thing that needs to happen, obviously, is to save jobs. But at times when you are faced with the reality of skills, for instance, and skills shortage, a community that does not possess the skill perhaps that you need, where do you start? And when you are faced with the reality of financial difficulty, where do you start in saving jobs?
Right. So when one looks at the application of selection criteria under the Labour Relations Act, one is expected to utilise objective criteria such as last in, first out, but the employer has the opportunity in that space to retain those persons with the requisite skills that it does need, core critical skills included, in order to move forward. The question about, well, are those skills available? And that would be a restructuring where perhaps the employer is taking on new ways of doing work. Automation has been an example. That's nothing new. But with the skills development programs that have been running, there are employees that have been coming through the system gradually who are equipped to manage some of those changes in a workplace, not in every instance, I must add. But when it comes to saving jobs, I think one of our discussion points and a reality we need to face in South Africa is this. We need to drive down the cost of living and for businesses to stay afloat. I think we have to have a serious conversation about earnings. And one way to save jobs is for job cuts. Now, that's not going to be a popular discussion. Mm. I'd rather have a job even if I'm going to earn less than have no job at all, because my prospects of finding alternative employment in a market like this is difficult. But if there was ever to be a relaxation for a period of time on wages, on salaries earned, on benefits, etc., that needs to happen right across the organisation. Everyone puts their shoulder to the wheel. And the unions are going to have to face up to this in terms of wage increases, and I think they're starting to become more realistic about what's possible in a market like this.
You see, the issue of skill, I'm raising it because you'll find that here is the new executive, new management. They walk into an organization that has a culture of laziness, a culture of duplication, a culture of an organization that lacks skills. And they say, fine, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of these people, and they probably do a skills audit. And they realize that, you know, we are very thin on skill. It's either you skill these employees that you find there, being aware of the culture also, or you say, let me let go of them and bring in a new set of skills or people who bring a new vibe into the organization. Is that a possibility also?
Again, one's got to be careful with selection criteria in this situation, because one must make sure that if a decision's been taken to release employees in a particular band or because they don't have skill, is that a justifiable, objective basis upon which to select? And if it is, then it's going to get a tick from our courts. If that's wanting and it's being utilized as an opportunity to perhaps release those persons that are perceived to be poor performers, our courts will not sanction that.
Okay. Tolani in the Eastern Cape, hi, good morning.
Hi, Bongi.
Hi.
The other angle that needs to also be looked at is the issue around in terms of the institutions, like whether I would prefer to use the non-profit organizations. Mm. Like the majority of the public sector are non-profit institutions. Now, if those institutions, which that means they rely on money coming in, which is in terms of taxes, VAT, whatever you call it, if those institutions then have to employ thousands of people when they rely on money coming from outside, then when that money is not coming as it's supposed to normally come, then we're going to have a problem. Number two, the CEO or the COO of SABC, for example, when they were talking around the number of senior...
We didn't cut you because we were talking about the SABC. I don't know what happened there to that line. Are you still there, Xolani? Okay. I don't know what's going on with Xolani. He was on to something there. Unfortunately, he's gone.
He was suggesting that if you're reliant on funding and the funding dries up, that this could create a situation where retrenchments are a possibility. Yes, our Labour Relations Act copes with that and the protections I've spoken to, but it's certainly something that could result in that becoming a necessity. Just because the non-profit organisations trying to survive.
He's back, Xolani. Quickly, do you want to finish your point? Welcome back. Okay. All right. Clearly, there's a problem there. Let's wrap up then, Fiona.
Yes.
Other contributing factors, we're talking about automation, for instance. We're talking about digitization and the digital era that we are in right now, the computers and so on and so on. That is unavoidable.
Yes, and the concept of artificial intelligence and the potential for that to threaten jobs as we know it now, and that these jobs may not exist in 10 or 15 years' time because technology has overtaken that. It's putting a big question mark on the need for skills development. I think one's got to have an employer that looks at this and says, well, what are the types of jobs that could be impacted here, and what do we need in order to drive better skills in the workplace, and start now to make allowances for that. Get people into training programs, ensure that they are enhancing skills so that they remain valuable and relevant to the organization in years to come. Because the training and the investment angle to that, as we've known since the advent of the skills development legislation, is key. The employer doesn't want to lose those skills that it has invested in.
Okay. Fiona Lippen, thank you very much. Director and of Employment Practice at Clive Decker and Hofmeyr, talking about more retrenchments to come in South Africa, given our economy that is not growing, that is growing under 1%. It's been revised to 0.8% or thereabout. The fact of the matter is that, many, many companies are financially depressed. So what then do we do as a country? We can't afford to have so many people lose their jobs. I mean, the unemployment rate right now is sitting at about 27.5%. That's huge. 10:30, time for the news headlines. Utsidisaku.